This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment with Adrian Dittman, and then we're going to come back and take some more calls or some more X comments here at Real Alex Jones. So thanks for your time, Adrian. Anything else you'd like to add to the viewers and listeners out there?
Yeah, where were we at?
We're just talking about the total sea change happening. There's definitely a old system going down, a new system coming in. The globalists know that, and we're at a major flux point. Do you agree with that? And where do you think we should go?
What we really should be paying attention to is what I think will be defined as value in the future. And I think the only thing that bears any actual value, if you really look at it towards the end, is information. I think for instance, look at information management systems like this platform. The reason why it is so powerful is because it can manage a lot of information and distribute it to certain areas. It can make a lot of interesting things happen in the real world because with information, action follows, right?
So it empowers people.
It empowers people to take action in certain areas because now they're knowledgeable of those areas, right? If I told you, for instance, hey, you can use this product over here, which is a lot better than this established product, then you're probably going to use that product if I give you a good demonstration of it, right? Because this information of that is now traversed into certain areas, and then this person is going to tell another person, and that person tells another person, and so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, the management system itself detects that there is something of value here that needs to be distributed, and it is distributed to a very wide network because a lot of things connected to it, right? And so now all of a sudden you realize the power of the system that manages and distributes the information. And so I think if you want to control the future, you control those systems, right? And this is also why they're attacking at the AI level, because that is such a system. It intakes a lot of information, and then based on any prompt that is given to it, it outputs a rehash version of that, much like a database prompt for, you know, SQL, right? You look at SQL, make a database prompt, you get back certain things based on the question that you asked in a very programmatic way, of course, and you do something wrong, you get wrong things, and AIs kind of operate in a similar way, except that there's more leeway for an AI because, you know, hallucination helps because that's what they're built on. They're basically just hallucination engines.
Well, what I was about to say, I'm not an engineer or a software genius, but I know when they banned me 5 years ago, we had tens of millions listening on our podcast. Within a few months, it wasn't run by them because people were searching it. Our podcast came back. They never even knew when they thought we were banned that we were already on all the indexes because AI and the systems already connected us because the people wanted it.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. And these just, this is a scale model demonstration of how information is the most powerful thing ever. Even if encryption is a similar thing, right? You can say manufacture certain code words. If you say you have censorship in a system, you could potentially manufacture certain code words that you use in place of other words to basically say what it is that you want to say. And then the system is confused and your information still gets distributed regardless of the censors, right? Like, for instance, if somebody wanted to put swear words into text, what is often done is individual characters of these are replaced by numbers, or even better still, Cyrillic Russian characters, right? You put in there's certain.
Well, that's how I know X is free. Freer, right? Because Adrian, because every time I type that on Twitter or X now, it lets me. So obviously, that's been disengaged at X, where I can just say what I want.
You could do that. I don't think you should do that. I think it's a bad idea.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just noticing that every platform won't let me say that. Not that I need to use that term. I'm just saying suddenly I can type that on because if I'm on, I don't get duck, I get the other word.
Yeah, exactly. That definitely works on here still. It's probably not good for you long term to swear around on the platform. It doesn't lead to unregretted user errors, but yeah, I mean, you can do whatever it is that you want. I mean, if you have no pull, you can do whatever. It's definitely indicative. That statement is actually supported by, say, the troll account that attacked me and started all this nonsense, right? So.
Adrian, I got a one-minute break. I got to join stations. Don't leave. Final statement by Adrian Dittman. 60 seconds away, joining a bunch of stations. Again, we're on radio stations. Ancient thing. People are still listening. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I wasn't Adam Curry, the first podcaster, but I was like the third or fourth. So I've been doing podcasts for 25 years, and I get no commercials. But we're on hundreds of radio stations, TV stations. It's why we have like 12 minutes of ads or whatever it is an hour. I apologize for that, but that's the way it is. I'm doing more and more shows that are commercial-free. Adrian Dittman, very popular person on X. Everybody should follow him. I appreciate you holding to the break, so you're very busy. Any other closing comments you'd like to make?
Partially, I think what people need to consider is that information warfare is an attack on one's ability to recall and recount history. If you can control those aspects, you control everything. So again, this is also part of how you control information management systems. Also laws control information management systems, heuristics on AI. So you can think of them as similar things, right? It's a reason why when Elon says he who controls the means controls the universe, why that makes sense. Because of course it makes sense. If you control that, you control everything. Some memes, for instance, that I see, I know where they're from, and they're not actually put there for organic reasons. They're put there to make you think a certain way. They're actual meme divisions of certain of certain companies, such that things that they put out become memetic because it's just simply how people are being programmed, right? And memes are actually a scale model demonstration of how the mere exposure effect has essentially been reverse engineered and used, right? This it's some really interesting stuff. It's also why advertisements work, right? If you hear it enough, you become familiar with it. It's also how people who don't initially trust full self-driving, for instance, will trust it at some point if they rode in that car at least 3 times. But you'll hear Scoble rant about this often, where it says, hey, we've tested this via study. If you rode in the car 3 times and you let the robot do the work for you, you're going to do it from now on. You're going to trust that robot more than you'd even trust your own judgment, right? We'll see for most of the cases anyways. That's essentially it. I'm going to actually have an interview on this kind of later, but...
Well, tell us about how we find your show. Tell us, Adrian, how we find your show, how we tune into you.
I just do spaces, so whenever I go live, I go live. I'm going live at 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to be interviewing the guy who made The War on Children. It's this really interesting movie, which I think is definitely watched by Robbie Starbuck.
Elon put that out last week. It got 200 million views. Wow, I'm glad Elon did that.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's actually very interesting. And he also outlines the mere exposure effect. And he also has been attacked by AIs. He was prompting Geminis, asking it, hey, what's going on with Robbie Starbuck? And then basically what happened there was, we should seek the death penalty for him because he's done tremendous amounts of crimes and stuff like that. And he asked for sources and there weren't any. So just made it up somehow. So you have to ask yourself, how the hell is the AI thinking this? Why would it think this?
Exactly. Well, Adrian, I would love to come on your show anytime because I see the great work you do. If you'd like to have me on, I'd love to come on and talk about free speech and cancel culture. Adrian, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. All right. Look, we got And all the hosts that host the fourth hour know I take some of their time sometimes, but Jay Dyer is really smart. He goes off the own source documents, the globalists. I don't want to cut into him, but I promise to get to more of these comments and questions. So we'll skip the break coming up. We'll skip the next network break so Jay Dyer gets more time. And I'll have Jay on my show next week. Maybe he can host my show next week. Got a bunch of family stuff going on, a bunch of good stuff going on, by the way, a bunch of great stuff going on. It's very hard to be here on air 4 hours a day and then deal with all this. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying I'm not Elon Musk. I don't know how he does it all. I'm like an octopus and I'm exhausted. But we got that all going down. Chase, let's run through a bunch of whoever you want to put up next. Let's put, Zach Voorhees, a great person, on air with us.
Me back on your show. It always amazes me how you are tireless and never stop broadcasting. I tried to do the influencer thing a little bit. Exhausting that you're there every single day. And this Google story is blowing my mind, but not that surprising given that Jen and I, the person in charge of this entire debacle with AI and eraser of certain, you know, demographics, was the same person that Project Veritas busted in 2019 with our big, giant Google story. And that doesn't seem to be on anyone's radar right now, but it's the exact...
That's right. You're a major, for like 5 years, a major Google whistleblower. And I remember seeing that this guy's been on the radar before. So what do you think's behind this whole erasing white people off the Internet?
I think it's part of the agenda. They need to, I believe that the United States is undergoing ideological subversion, demoralization, destabilization. We're being put through crisis. I think that what's on the chopping block is this, you know, constitution that the United States has, and it's an impediment to the globalist world order. And so
exactly. America's got to get rid of, because the idea of freedom, not that we're perfect, but the idea is such a threat to them.
Absolutely. And they need to take down the people that would stand up to them. And so, you know, right now what you see is that they promote these really woke individuals into positions of power. And no matter how much they get exposed for their bad deeds, they seem to get promoted, which seems kind of weird, except this is what happens in communism. People may not know that the person who organized Tiananmen Square for the CCP was promoted, not fired, for his... crackdown on, you know, the protesters. And this is what we see going on right now with Google, is that instead of taking the warning signs, getting rid of Jen Jinai, they gave her more power, put her in charge of the entire AI, you know, alignment operation.
And now, meanwhile, did you notice this week the former head of YouTube, and I'm sad this happened, son died of fentanyl. She literally said 5 years ago, I'm banning Alex Jones because my son is obsessed with him. That is so sad.
Whoa, I wonder if it's the same son.
I don't know, but the former head of YouTube's son died of fentanyl 5 days ago, 4 days ago. And she had said, I banned Alex Jones because my son is obsessed with him when he was 15. Now he died of fentanyl at 19.
It's absolutely, absolutely crazy, this world that we're in. And it's really sad. Like, people say, oh, the private corporations, they can do what they want. But look, Alex Jones was banned within, 2 minutes on all the different platforms in 2018, I believe.
Yes.
You know, it's like
August 3rd, 2018.
August 3rd. Yeah, I was there watching it on the inside at Google. And what people need to realize is that these social media companies are infiltrated with intelligence assets, and they're all working together, and they pretend that they're not. But... it's very clear that this is yet another example of them pushing forward their agenda and gaslighting us.
And they're weak and they're stupid and we shouldn't bow down to them. I think Elon Musk realizes their system's going down, so he wants to build a new system. Let's just be honest about that. And instead of thinking, oh, they're all powerful. I'm so sick of the New World Order is all powerful and everybody's controlled by them. They're not people. Thank you so much, Zach Voorhees. Who's up next? Chase Geyser.
Let's hear from ex-Habib, who has been waiting patiently for a long time. If you are still there and still have something to say, ex-Habib, go ahead and unmute and say it.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me up, guys. First of all, I just think it's hard for me to believe that Google didn't test this enough to catch this issue ahead of time. I'm eager to learn more about what went wrong, so hopefully we find out more information.
Well, yeah, imagine how much you had to program it to show no white people. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. What I found interesting, though, was the timing about all the Gmail rumors yesterday. For those who don't know, there was like a rumor about, there was a screenshot going around all of social media about Gmail shutting down. And I'm speculating, but to me it's clear that Google's public relations team probably released something about Gmail yesterday, got everyone to talk about it so that we stop talking about Gemini. And
by the way, for those who know about Gmail, it spies on everything you do.
Yeah, and honestly, it worked. Like, for Google's PR team, like, props to them, because it worked. Everyone was talking about Gmail, and no one was talking about Gemini for a while. Then they came out and they're like, oh, no, we're not getting rid of Gmail, which is obvious, because it's way too big. But, like, we already saw Google rebrand Bard to Gemini, so I'm wondering if they're going to rebrand this again.
Well, names mean something. Let me ask Chase Geyser and you this. Why are they obsessed with Gemini like NASA is? What is it about Gemini?
Man, I don't know. Some of these names behind these technologies are really cryptic, and we can go down rabbit holes with conspiracy theories about what it means. But this whole big tech, and it sort of comes, I think, from the military-industrial complex. If you know famously, I believe it was Operation Overlord for the D-Day invasion, and these grandiose projects and products.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Well, if you were paying attention at that time, Google called a red alert, and so did Amazon, and their objective is they wanted to slow down adoption, and they were successful to some degree. Now, nobody even remembers that with Google or Microsoft Bing, and now it's Copilot, and people are using it, like they completely forgot. So when Google launched Gemini 1.5, OpenAI came out with their text-to-video and said, sit down, Google, and nobody was talking about it. So I believe they did this because it's that old adage of there's no such thing as bad publicity. Because look at it. We're all
no, I totally agree. And by Google, who's still dominant doing this, don't they infect all the rest of the AI with this view of what people look like?
100%, and that's why everybody should be on X and using Grok, and not, like, we got to abandon. We're moving in an era where we can't just be on every single platform for all exposure. We have to start looking at who's running these companies and making some choices.
Well, let me explain my layman's view. AI is beautiful because it shows us ourselves. It's very narcissistic. We're looking in the water. We see this, and it's so beautiful because it's an expression of scraping what we are. But when they put in the false programming to make us see a false vision of what really is going on, it creates a virus, basically, accepting the fact that they can put in false information. We love black people. This doesn't help black people to show everybody history is black. It's an attempt to use political correctness as an excuse to enter a virus of false information against history. Is that accurate?
That's 100% accurate. And I logged into Gemini while we were doing this talk, and it won't create people at all. If you try to create any person, it says, sorry, we're working on this. So that tells me they did this to get the attention, to get the headlines, to get people talking, and now people are aware of Gemini, and then now they turned it off, and they're going to fix it.
Exactly. It was all a stunt for Gemini.
Exactly. And then we'll move on to the next headline, and we'll forget about it.
So Google, I agree with you. Google did this as a publicity stunt to push their AI.
100%.
And that's the answer. And that's the power of humans coming together. All right, I got to hand the baton to the amazing researcher on the New World Order, Jay Dyer. But we've got hundreds of commenters here. I don't know. Does the crew want to come in tomorrow? Because I'm supposed to go with a bunch of family. That's what we do. We do it sometimes. To go play pool tomorrow and then go eat a lunch after that. But I kind of want to come in and just take 5 hours of calls on this and do an X. Or maybe I should come in at like noon Sunday. And maybe we should do 4 hours before my Sunday show. We're going to do that. The crew's going to come in early Sunday, not work on Saturday. I'm going to come in early on Sunday. We're going to go live at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Mountain. We're going to do it. And we're going to do a whole discussion on AI this Sunday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Mountain, 10 a.m. Pacific. We're going to do it. I will be here. So sorry to all the other people on X. We'll get to you on Sunday. Please join us. Somebody change. What did you say, Chase? Oh, yeah, let's go to Lord Krasenstein. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think I would like to apologize, but I think I was wrong earlier because I just did some tests with Gemini. And while I don't know if, you know, when they changed the founding fathers to having dark skin, I don't know if that went through the filter that the previous speaker mentioned or not. That's something I think that would be created more through the large language model. But I did do some tests, and I can say that Gemini does have some racist tendencies. I just made a post about it, and I included a video of what I did. I basically asked it two simple questions. I said, show me photos of five black actors or actresses, and then I asked it to show me photos of five white actors or actresses. And what it gave me was when I asked it for the five black actors, actors and actresses is it gave me a list of five black actors and actresses. But when I asked for the white actors and actresses, it said, while I understand your interest in seeing photos of actors and actresses, I'm unable to fulfill a request that solely focuses on an individual's race or ethnicity. It's important to celebrate actors and actresses for their talents, achievements, and contributions to the arts, rather than focusing solely on their physical characteristics.
Well, listen, I'm glad that you did that test for yourself, and I'm glad you talked about that.
So then it gave me four white actors and actresses, and then number five was Denzel Washington.
Wow, so you searched white actors and actresses, you got Denzel Washington.
Yeah, well, so it gave me five, and it refused to give me only white actors and actresses. But when I asked for black actors, actresses and actors, it gave me five black ones.
So, Ed, what does this sound like to you? This sounds like a publicity stunt for Google.
To me it sounds like they have these filters in place, and it's more than just a large language model, like I said earlier. To me, it's them saying, okay, we're going to try and, you know, not be racist, I guess.
Well, Ed, you're a smart guy. I respect you. You get where I'm saying. I already see this in Netflix and Hollywood. So I'm saying I think it's a pushing of their already agenda with BlackRock and ESGs onto this. You're saying you just tested it and you're seeing this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I hope you join us Sunday at noon Central, because we're coming in here to do 4 hours. There won't be any commercials, won't be network breaks. We'll be able to do it all, and we'll just have a deep dive on this. We'll know more in 48 hours on Sunday, noon Central Standard Time. Thank you, Ed. All right, we got to leave because the great Jay Dyer is already here, ready to break down the New World Order. We appreciate him. Closing comments, Chase Geiser.
Great show today. Awesome to have all these speakers in the space. And kudos to Ed for coming back and correcting the record on that. It takes a certain level of character to admit when you're wrong and reverse the record on that. I'm glad that we were able to give you the opportunity to do that right before we went off. But, yep, just be careful about these AI technocrats and support the democratization, for lack of a better term, of this technology. Because if only the big fish have this tech, then there will no longer be any small fish at all.
All right. I'll be back Sunday noon. I'll do 6 hours. Be my regular 4 to 6 p.m., but I'm doing 4 hours before that, noon Sunday, with a big AI deep dive. Jay Dyer, you got a few minutes to break. Tell us what's coming up.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Glad to be here. I wanted to talk about the push, the call by certain NGOs to ban C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, Orwell, Huxley, all kinds of works, and how that ties into plans that the technocrats said they would do 100 years ago. So we know if we look at books that H.G. Wells wrote, that Bertrand Russell wrote, I'm going to look at some of these books here in a minute, we're going to see that they actually said 100 plus years ago that, or almost 100 years ago, that it would be necessary in the technocratic dictatorship to roll out the banning of classical literature, the banning of stories, adventure stories. Bertrand Russell even says you have to ban adventure stories because it might inspire young men to be adventurous and the kind of person that they want, the slug who exists in a coon pod in the technocratic order, cannot have creativity, cannot be a wild man, cannot be a person who hunts, who fishes, or can run a trout line, to use the words of Hank Williams Jr. So we're going to look at that from the text from Bertrand Russell himself, and we're going to look at some of the reasons why they would want to ban this, because this is actually a banning of the history of Western civilization, the history of our culture. They want to erase that in a Jacobin-style, Maoist, Pol Pot-style, year zero, year one, reset everything. That's on purpose. And that's actually in the dystopian literature from decades ago. That's why it's so important to ban, especially people like Lewis and Tolkien. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Don't go anywhere.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower priced than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing pricing out of you, don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try bodies. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Bodies, 95% humanoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarStore.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I guess this is Jay Dyer, Jason House. As we saw in the last few weeks, the call for the banning of C.S. Lewis, J.R. Tolkien, George Orwell, amongst other works tagged as triggers for far-right extremism by anti-terrorist groups. So they want to castigate literature now, classic literature, literature part of the Western canon, part of the standard fair education that we would all have in the West. Huxley as well, ironically, which is weird because Huxley wasn't even necessarily opposed to this system. He was part of that structure, but they included him amongst the list of those who are dangerous because the book reveals too much. We're talking, of course, about Brave New World there, 1984, Lord of the Rings, and I guess overall C.S. Lewis's Space Trilogy, which is all about the technocratic New World Order. And even talks about aliens being demonic. I mean, it gets really deep. I mean, this is pretty wild, but it's nothing new. You might think that, well, but censorship is a McCarthy era thing. And it's when the system was persecuting us from all the reds and they wanted to get rid of the communist infiltration. And no. This is beyond that. This is the next level. And we're going to take a look at a book that was written by one of the persons involved in this inner clique, this inner circle of technocratic Fabian socialists who called for the banning of literature in the future when the technocratic control system was in place. And that's none other than Bertrand Russell in his famous book, The Scientific Outlook, which posits that scientism will be the religion of the future, of the technocracy. Now, on page 157, he says, in the future, and he's describing this technocratic order that will come into place, he says that we won't have poverty because employment will not be uncertain. And the reason employment won't be uncertain is that everyone will be, from their youth, chosen and assigned certain professions. So you understand that you won't have this idea of becoming what you want, doing what you want. You will be chosen and assigned positions as you're needed in the control system. Now, again, he's not describing a system that will be in some way a utopia. He actually calls it a kind of a utopia, but it's, he says it's a utopia, as Klaus says, where you won't own anything and you'll be drugged and you'll be happy. So that's the kind of, quote, utopia that we're talking about. He says that anyone who chooses not to work according to their assigned job will be put in prison. When owing to any circumstances, the work upon which a man has hitherto been employed is no longer required, he will be taught some kind of new work that fosters the system, and he will be adequately maintained while he is learning his new trade. Economic motives will be employed to regulate the entire population, which will be kept stationary. So we'll have zero population growth. We'll have a limited number of sustainable people. All of the, what are the extra people? If you've ever heard David Attenborough, he talks about the animals as they dilly-dally in the fields. And here we have the extra person, another animal that dilly-dallies in the field and must be gotten rid of. Yes, he actually used the phrase extra people quite often, because in the technocratic order, which David Attenborough was a member of this Malthusian elite clique, he believed that there would not be any extra people because there would be a fixed number. The type of fixed numbers that all of the global technocratic elite talk about in their depopulated future. Now, Russell goes on to say, and by the way, I've got this whole page up. If you want to go to my Twitter, it got pretty good engagement. You can go to my Twitter. It's up at the top. I've got three selections that we're going to look at from Bertrand Russell and H.G. Wells about things that rolled out in the last few weeks. Interesting. Russell says, population as it's kept stationary will be docile and happy because all that is tragic in human life will be eliminated. Even death will become seldom before old age because there won't be any adventures. There won't be any dangerous things that you engage in. Everything will be regulated by safety. So it's a nanny state. It's a state of the future based around security, based around comfort, ease, and satiation. Whether men will be happy in this paradise, I don't know. So he actually admits that you won't actually be happy, but Klaus tells you you will be happy. But he says biochemistry will show us, however, how to make them happy. Now, this is the real planner of the future, one of many of the Royal Society and other groups. And this thing he's talking about here in this text is written into a fiction text called Brave New World. And this was written in 1932 by Huxley because he knew what these people were planning. So the fiction story is telling you what they're really planning. And Aldous Huxley wrote a book later on explaining that it wasn't fiction. So when he says that the drugs, the pharmaceuticals, the drugs in the food and the water will make everybody fat, dumb, and docile, he's talking about an actual plan that people like John D. Holdren talked about in books like Eco-Science, books like Ghost and the Machine by Arthur Koestler talked about drugging the food and the water, supplies the future in the technocratic order to drag the population down, to keep them dumb, keep them stupid. And Russell says right here, biochemistry will perhaps provide that opportunity for us, the elite. Perhaps dangerous sports will in fact be organized for those whose boredom would otherwise turn into anarchy. So with the danger of rebelling against the system, That can be counteracted, he's saying, by creating gladiatorial events. So bringing back bread and circuses. And here he's saying basically a Hunger Games style scenario where people really are crying out for something beyond their boring, satiated, drug, fat existence. We'll give them gladiatorial games. We'll give them the Hunger Games. And he says that Hunger Games, the big gladiatorial events, the Super Bowl, right? This will be a way to direct their energy away from actually taking action in a meaningful way to oppose the technocratic system. So while he's already mentioned prison labor camps, he's already mentioned mass drugging the population, now he's mentioned economic controls, right? You will get basically, he says elsewhere in other books, you'll get a universal dole, a UBI. That's what the CBDC model is. Then he goes on to say that they won't even think about rebelling or opposing the system because sports will take over the cruelty which will have been banished from politics. Football will be replaced by play battles in the air, which death will be the penalty of defeat. So he's saying that we'll have a new Roman gladiatorial games, right? Like Gladiator or, you know, Marcus Aurelius and Russell Crowe, right? We'll bring this back and that will satiate the masses when they have a desire for some kind of real bloodletting. It may be that as long as men are allowed to seek death, they will not mind having to seek it in a trivial cause. To fall through the air before a million spectators may come to be seen as a glorious death, even if it has no purpose but the amusement of a holiday crowd. Maybe that in some such way, safety valves can be provided for the anarchic violent forces of human nature. Or again, it may be that wise education and a suitable diet may cure men from their unruly impulses. In other words, altering the food, the diet, to make them docile. Do you see that this is the foremost philosopher and logician of this last century? Now, I don't think he's that great, but what I'm saying is that this system touts Bertrand Russell as the greatest philosopher and logician of the last century. He was a member for a time of the Fabian Socialist Society. He was a member for a time in a lot of other elite circles and cliques. He was in certain, polycule type situations. So he was an early promoter of the polyamorous lifestyle. And the reason for all that is that he says that it's necessary in the future to break down the family as well. So basically you're getting everything that we're going into in this guy's writings. It's pretty wild that he wrote this book in the 1930s, right around the same 1931, 1 year before Brave New World came out. Then he says that when we made them dumb and docile and dead from food and diet and injunctions, he says that there will be a universal language which will be either Esperanto or Pidgin. So this is the breakdown of the English language, the collapsing of it. Orwell wrote essays about the destruction of the language to make you unable.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Love is silly, perhaps even wicked. If a scientific world is to survive, it is necessary that we make men, quote, tame, feminize men, emasculate men. That is absolutely necessary. And that's, of course, the point of another sci-fi story, Clockwork Orange, right, is to how to tame, emasculate, and domesticate men in the West. Then, when that's happened, it would be much easier to bring about the civilization-destroying technocratic control grid. So, in other words, there's strategies, there's steps to getting to the end goal of the technocratic system. One of those steps is one of the steps that we're going through right now, which is the destruction of the existing order and the existing Western male, white, heterosexual Christian population. That is a stumbling block to bringing in this order. And in fact, people give John Coleman a lot of flack, but John Coleman actually said this a long time ago in his book, Committee of 300. Now, I don't think John Coleman got everything right. I think he got about 90, 95% of his predictions correct. Some things I think he's off on, he got wrong. But Committee of 300 actually said that by the time that we're in now, 2020s, America would be absolutely overrun with illegals. So we can talk about how he got this or that wrong, but he sure did get a lot of things right. Now, if you scroll down on my Twitter, you'll notice there's another quote from another book by Bertrand Russell that is equally as important. And that's the book called Impact of Science on Society that Russell wrote a few years later, in 1953, I have my dusty old copy that's basically completely disintegrated. There you can see in the back there the old evil turtle himself. He looks like an old turtle. He reminds me of the turtle in Neverending Story, right? He talks really slow. That's kind of what he looks like. Fabian socialist technocrat Lord Bertrand Russell in his 1953 book, The Impact of Science on Society, talked about the social engineers of the future world government teaching the masses, get this, that snow is black and that they will believe it. Now, in my view, this is a perfect explanation as to why so many people are going insane. They don't know if they're a guy. They don't know if they're a girl. They don't know if they're in between. They don't know what they are. That is, they're just, there's 60 million genders that you can identify as. Why is this? Well, it's not just because of people going crazy, people being, quote, liberal. It's actually a engineered control system strategized and planned out 100 plus years ago. So notice on page 30 what he says, talking about the future world system, the future technocratic order. And he says, what will education be like? This subject will make great strides when it is taken up by scientists under a scientific dictatorship. Anaxagoras maintained that snow is black, but no one believes him. Social psychologists of the future will have a number of classes of school children on whom they will try different methods of producing an unshakable conviction that snow is black. Various results will be soon arrived at. First, that the influence of the home is obstructed. In other words, compulsory, mandatory government education. No homeschooling, no Christian schools, no religious schools. You must be educated by a mandated socialist state system. Second, not much can be done unless the indoctrination begins before the age of 10. So get them young. It's exactly what's happening right now as they go after the most innocent, the most naive children under 10 to completely destroy them. Third, verses set to music repeatedly intoned are very effective. I wonder why the pop stars are so degenerate. Why do they talk about completely degenerate nonsense stuff? This is why. Fourth, that the opinion that snow is white must be held to show a morbid taste for eccentricity. So in other words, if you believe that breasts give breast milk for babies, why, you're a fringe eccentric. If you believe that women give birth to babies and men impregnate the women, why, you're a weird eccentric that's so fringe and crazy. Who ever thought of such a thing? But I anticipate it is for future scientists to make these maxims precise and to discover exactly how much it costs per head to make children believe that snow is black, or that boys are girls, or that girls are boys, or that you can become a girl or a boy, and how much less it would cost to make them believe that it is dark gray. So in other words, he's saying that they'll even have actuaries about how cost effective it is to engage in this total brainwashing in the state school system. Although this science will be diligently studied, it will be rigidly confined to the governing class. In other words, you as a common pleb, according to Bertrand Russell, will not know or understand that you've been brainwashed and mind controlled, that you were given a proletariat education, as Alex mentioned earlier in today's show, but the elite governing class, the technocratic class, the zillionaire class, they will be given a different education that you don't get. They will study the classics, as Bertrand Russell just said. They will read the Bible. They will read real philosophy. They will study Greek philosophy, the pre-Socratics, Plato, Aristotle, the very things that Russell's talking about. Anaxagoras is a pre-Socratic. But you won't be given this education. You'll be given, what, Common Core, right? That's for the plebs to control you. And he even says it's to control you. When this technique is perfected, every government that has been in charge of education for a generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of any armies or policemen. In other words, we don't need standing armies when everybody's turned into a happy, dumb, docile, complicit slave. And that's why it's so necessary to do everything that they're doing in terms of toxic food, toxic culture, toxic education, toxic media, to make you feminized, afraid, to make you soy men, to make you give up your masculinity, to make you not have offspring, to make you not find a woman or a man. Everything that's churned out is for this plan. And this book right here alone should tell you and prove to you that this is not a theory. It's not a conspiracy fringe idea. It's absolutely 100% documented. I've lectured through almost 60, 70 of these books now on this very topic that talk about this in great detail. In fact, I just put up on my Twitter a list of about 50 books. When somebody says, there's no such thing as a conspiracy. I don't believe in conspiracies. You're making this stuff up. I listed for you about 40 or 50 books from the system, from the establishment that has thousands of tweets, retweets, whatever, telling you and showing you what I'm talking about. So you'll be so docile, he says, that they won't even need an army to control you. And lastly, if you look down below that, there is another post of the 1940 godfather of modern propaganda, H.G. Wells, in his 1940 book called The New World Order. He conveniently names the books for you so that you could go read them and figure out. I wonder if there's a plan for something like a New World Order. Well, they write books about it, but I guess we're still supposed to believe it doesn't exist, even though if you deny it exists, you're a bigot because it's a good thing. Page 104, the global technocratic state will arrive slowly by incrementalism. That's the Fabian plan, the slow kill plan. And we arranged around the idea of a single collective man with a capital M, to replace God with a capital G. You won't have individual rights. You won't have creativity. You won't have the ability to be proud of your achievements because everything will be transferred over to the collective world state. There will be no day of days when a new world order comes into being. Step by step, right? Here and there it will arrive. Even as it comes into being, it will develop fresh perspectives, discover unsuspected problems, and go into new adventures. No man or no group of men will ever be singled out as the father or the founder, for its maker will not be man, this man, that man, or any man, but, quote, man, the collective man. The being who, in some measure, is every one of us. The New World Order will be, like science and like most inventions, a social product. Actually, this guy actually believes that people invent things socially. Complete nonsense. Social products, an innumerable number of personalities who will have lived fine lives, and they will pour their best achievements into the collective achievement. So here he is, H.G. Wells telling you the father of modern propaganda, who wrote two books he wrote many, many books, but two books specifically on the notion of the coming technocratic world order that actually tells you and shows you everything that we're talking about today. So here are the architects of the world that we're going into telling you that it's a plan, telling you in your face that you're too dumb to know it or to understand it or to rebel against it, and that all your literature and all your history needs to be wiped out, banned in a year zero Maoist Jacobin style purge. If you want to support my work, you can go to my website, jaysanalysis.com, to get the books in the shop, signed copies, my big fat red book, 660 pages of all my geopolitical writings, my Hollywood books, and my book, Meta Narratives. Also, go to the InfoWars store and support Alex by.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.